This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, there's a major sign of the times right now, which is the fact that President Trump's approval rating is higher right now than President Obama's was at the same time in his presidency. Now, why is this key? Because Barack Obama was a mainstream media hero. Barack Obama was a mainstream media darling. Barack Obama could do no wrong. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is a mainstream media pinata. Donald Trump is a mainstream media target. Donald Trump is the enemy of the mainstream media. And yet, who has the higher approval rating? Barack Obama or Donald Trump? Donald Trump. Now, what is that indicative of? The mainstream media has lost its stranglehold on America. And the mainstream media will never admit that. They'll never report that. But that's the real story. And that's why they're pulling all the stops to try and censor InfoWars and other alternative news sources or alternative just people on social media doing live videos, starting their own shows, doing their own political activism. They've totally lost their stranglehold on the public. But that's the story that nobody's reporting on, isn't it? The fact that despite all the mainstream news attacks, despite all the deep state attacks, despite the deep state coup, I mean, do I really have to go down the list of everything that they have done to try and destroy Donald Trump? And yet his approval rating today is, I think, 53%. Obama's was 47% at the same time. Just think about that. The American Revolution is on right now. The media is just not telling you. It may be something that you haven't really seen or experienced yet, but I think slowly but surely we're going to come to a point here in a couple years where instead of, say, let's say your favorite basketball team is in the finals and you walk around town and everyone's talking about, hey, did you see the game? Did you see the game? In a couple of years, it's going to be, hey, did you hear what Trump did? Hey, did you see what they lied about? Hey, did you see what happened last night in the election? Hey, did you see that? This is where we're going. Alex Jones is on a working trip out in California. There's a lot of powerful video that's going to be coming out of this trip. You're starting to see a little bit of that leak. Alex Jones joins us on the phone now. Alex, it's an incredible time to be a part of this revolution, but the mainstream media will never report on it.
Absolutely. And when we come back from break, I want to open up with Candace Owens' testimony. You know, I was first going to come out to California because Candace invited me on her podcast a few weeks ago, but then I ended up setting up five or six other interviews while I was going to be there, but she had to cancel that because she got summoned to Congress for the hearings that we just saw. And classically, Congressman Liu, who's attacked me in that very committee hearing room repeatedly with incredible lies, when I'm in the committee room, and of course I don't get to face my accuser, at least she did, and we learned why they don't like that. She cleaned the floor, mopped the floor with him. He played an edited tape out of context of her criticizing Hitler. And of course, you know, she's now put out the full clip. But this is what Megyn Kelly did to me. This is what John Ronson, who swore up and down with his NPR piece that he'd be fair, was total lies. What they aired was completely made up, whole cloth fiction. But that's all these people have got and it really shows how weak they are. So we're going to cover this and so much more on the other side with Owen Schroeder, myself, and many others. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroeder.
There's a cultural and intellectual revolution happening worldwide. And once again, you can point to the West spurring it along, where we reached our tipping point, elected Donald Trump, and now are battling every day to save this republic. Other nations around the world are seeing that, and they're taking action. There's so much big news to cover right now. And Alex Jones is with us to break it all down. But we're going to be getting to all the news. We've got great guests coming up. Alex, I'm not even sure what is the biggest news right now. I mean, we got medical tyranny happening. We got revolutions happening worldwide for nationalism. We've got a wide open border that's a national emergency. We've got the deep state getting totally exposed right now with this fake Russian collusion witch hunt. We've got Trump's rating higher than Obama's at the same time, despite all the lies and attacks against him. And everything the left seems to do right now is just a total failure, Alex. And you were highlighting this and using the Candace Owens testimony yesterday as an example. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Obama builds cages at the borders, they blame Trump. Trump builds the economy, they give credit to Obama. I mean, Alex, where does this madness end?
Well, it ends when we stop letting these bullies intimidate us and run our lives. And that's exactly my top story today after we talk about Candace Owens, is that all over the Western world, they're bringing in unlimited illegal aliens from places that have bubonic plague, drug-resistant TB, measles, mumps, rubella. And then in New York and in California, where they've had the outbreaks, in 4 different towns in New York and a bunch of towns in California, the local health department always admits, we played this about a week ago, in fact, one of the crew could probably pull it up for the next segment, the headline, it was a local news story out of New York, it was the head of the health department, but the headline was, New York official admits illegal aliens caused a measles outbreak. And so the illegal aliens caused the measles outbreak. People that are actually vaccinated get it, because it doesn't really protect you. That exposes that it's really running water and detergent and clean society that basically took a lot of these diseases down to nothing. And that it is the fact that these countries don't have running water and people wipe their butts with their hands, and there's all these incredible bacteria strains involved in everything that is causing it. So I'm going to say that again. Folks, you can look it up, but it's only in local news. In California and New York, where they've had measles, mumps, rubella, all this stuff coming back, it's always the illegal aliens that are spreading it. And then it's vaccinated people that are getting it, and that's destroying the illusion. I mean, my children have friends that they know that say to them, you know, my mom or my dad's afraid I'm going to get sick because you're not vaccinated. And my kids are like, wait a minute, you're vaccinated, you're supposedly protected. So now in New York City, Governor de Blasio is ordering outside of law, it's a form of martial law, that the Orthodox Jewish groups take vaccines because they're not stupid. And Leviticus tells them, don't take foreign substances. blood, other people's seed, other people's genetics and put it in your body. Well, those Orthodox Jews know. They read the vaccine insert, and it says it comes from fetal tissue. It says it comes from all these things. They know there's cancer viruses in it. Most cancer is viral. The massive increase in cancer with young people everywhere getting cancer is from the vaccines. The viruses embed in your bones and in your lungs and in other areas where viruses precipitate out in the body. I'm going to say it again. Your bones, your lungs, your brain, and other areas. So if you want a big old fat juicy brain tumor when you're 18 years old or 10 years old, or you want a big old juicy bone tumor, or you want a big old juicy tumor in your lung, just remember, it's not my opinion. It is a fact that SV40 is estimated by the Centers for Disease Control in a 1979 report. Anybody can pull this up. You usually click images. CDC report on HPV. CDC report on human papillomavirus 40. And you type in human papillomavirus 40, and you'll get the report that they believe over 100 million people got cancer from the polio vaccine alone. Over 100 million Americans got cancer. Many of them died. X's in the eyes, cremated, in the ground, gone. Finale, over, bye-bye, fat lady song. So, there is a giant covert operation to put cancer viruses in the vaccines. It's a fact. The inserts even tell you it could have cancer viruses in it. And they think you're so stupid. So everybody, it's Logan's Run. Everybody, it's Carousel. It's Lower the Population. It's Zardoz. It's Moonraker. It's all these movies telling you the elite want you dead. The elite first, they want to watch you die slowly and suck all your family's money and your church's money and your savings out while they give you bug poison for $1,000 a treatment. Patented bug poison that costs them like 3 cents to make. That's right. The chemo is bug poison. And sure, it may kill the cancer sometimes. The point is, it's bug poison, bug poison, bug poison. And so this is the big pharma assault where they give you HIV to the factor VIII payer on purpose, where they ship the Oxycontin down to have doctors prescribe it, knowing they'll make $13 million and get you addicted and control you, where they knowingly put cancer viruses in the vaccines, and the Gardasil vaccine sterilizes the women. So it's all admitted. They bring in the illegal aliens who literally, for many of these countries, wipe their butts with their hands. There's no toilet paper. They literally, all over Western Europe, they're now removing toilets and saying we need to embrace their culture and crap in a hole in the floor. And then wipe your butts with your hand and then wash it down a filthy sink. Okay, this is their plan to make civilization go in reverse. The globalists want a post-industrial world, a collapsing, austere planet for us, total wealth and power for them. We're being taught to hate the world. We're being taught that architecture is ugly, that art is ugly, that men and women being together is ugly. All the numbers show we're being imploded. We're being brought down. We're being taught to have our life force destroyed by these globalists. But humanity is coming back, and the globalists are failing. They are failing, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is getting out no matter what they do. And as long as the listeners keep taking action and keep spreading the word and keep supporting the local stations, we are invincible because InfoWars is the tip of the spear. But when we come back, we're going to get to Candace Owens and these incredible clips because it's bigger than Candace Owens. It's bigger than that. And this is a top story regardless. But they have this so-called white supremacism hearing, believing the troll of New Zealand who said, oh, I'm a radical and all this stuff, but I really love Candace Owens. She's more radical than me. That was a total troll. And her, he even admitted it was a troll. So they call her up there and then believe the propaganda. They follow his propaganda, give the terrorists exactly what he wants. And then they say that she's a white supremacist and play an edited 30-second clip, which indicts them as total frauds. Then they lie and tell her to shut up, that she just called Congressman Lou stupid. When she didn't do that, they lied again in front of everyone, thinking you're dumb. She said that she thinks the American people are stupid. And then what does Nadler do? He goes, how dare you call them stupid? And she called him on that. They're not used to it. They lie with impunity, and they're not getting away with it anymore. So we're going to play her opening statement. We're going to play them playing the edited Hitler clip. She then absolutely destroys them, and then Nadler just shrugs his evil penguin shoulders because he thinks he's beating America. He thinks blacks are literally his slaves. The Democrats believe they own black people. They broke up their families scientifically. They shipped in test for everybody else in this country and in this world.
And Alex, I don't think people realize how corrupt these Democrats actually are until they see them lying to their face, until they see them say, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. Listen to me. Trump built those cages that the kids were put in. Doesn't matter if that photo's from 2014. That young white boy in a Trump hat, he got in that Indian's, in that Native American's face. By the way, that Native American's a war hero. All untrue. So I think people are actually now seeing the desperation in their lies and wondering, who are these people?
They are monsters that have gotten away with so much so long. They're doubling down the lies, but it's not working. We're at the tipping point. This is a critical time, folks. Spread the links. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Only you can override their censorship.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Alex Jones from Southern California. I'll be back very soon. Owen Schroeder doing a great job. Has a bunch of very informative guests coming up. It's some incredible video and audio he's going to be playing. I'll tell you about the start of the next segment. But first, when I got to know Candace Owens a few years ago, she'd run their IP addresses and confirmed that liberal feminists saw that she was good-looking and smart and charismatic, had all the things she needed. And that she was building a social media presence very quickly. And so they started sending her threatening messages from so-called white supremacists saying, we're going to get you. But then suddenly the feminists reached out and said, we'll protect you. Now, this is what they do at colleges all over the country. The buses arrive with the kids to college. They get dumped off. The parents dump them off. And then the leftists come. The professors come. And they say, oh, my God, there's a KKK rally today. They're coming for you. You've got to come to this meeting. We're going to protect you. And then they take them literally into a little auditorium area and begin the hardcore brainwashing. That's how PETA does it. They take people into an area and show them animals having their heads cut off, blood spraying everywhere, the very worst footage ever. So it's part of traumatizing people with a false flag. So the Democrats' entire narrative is about deception, is about lies, is about false flags, is about traumatizing people. That's why they want me off the air, because I question any big public event. Sometimes it's staged, sometimes it isn't, but they always use it for power. But imagine, she woke up from being a leftist, mainline liberal by the fact that she caught them in the same IP addresses, sending her emails, text messages, private messages on YouTube, all the rest of it, threatening her, and then sending her messages, consoling her, playing good cop, bad cop. She awoke him. Paul Watson learned about her. Promoted her. She exploded. We had her to Austin. She exploded. Got contact with the Trump people. She's done a great job. Promoted by Kanye West. All the rest of it. But imagine a country and a world where a psychotic goes in a very, very, very smelly situation with this big manifesto trying to cause a global race war. He specifically singles Candace Owens out, later admits it's a troll. They have congressional hearings a month later and play an edited clip off of the congressman's phone, Congressman Liu's phone, and then tries to imply that she likes Hitler. So they totally took the false bait that this terrorist put out, and they're running with it 100% precisely, which again makes the whole thing more mysterious, isn't it? How he had this plan, they're all going along with it, using it for censorship, using it for control. Now they have these hearings, and here's this beautiful, smart, charismatic woman who's gotten even stronger now because she's been in the sunlight for a few years and really had time to fight and grow. Imagine somebody like Candace Owens getting elected to Congress, but he's only 20-something years old. Imagine how she'd be at 35 or 40, ready to run for president, ready to win, and people, black, white, old, young, would support her. Somebody like her could relaunch America. There are so many real black women like her out there, so many real white women, Hispanic women, Asian women. But you look at Democratic women, they're evil, hateful witches that want to control other women, that know they're lying about all this propaganda, that know they're just scaring women into a plantation. How do pimps, when a woman comes to L.A., she's 18, she wants to be a movie star, a pimp's there, he tells her he'll take care of her, he'll tell her there's dangerous people out on the streets, he'll show her some dangerous stuff happening, and a year later she's got cigarette burns all over her, she's lost 50 pounds, and she's ready for a mental institution for all the drugs she's been on. Democrats are pimps, and they induct women particularly onto their pimp plantation. So they tried to pimp her onto their plantation. accuser. At least she did. And she mopped the floor with him. He plays an edited clip that she likes Hitler. She then, of course, exposes what she really said, and she has the full clip on her Twitter showing what a premeditated fraud he is. Then Nadler says, how dare you call him stupid? Don't do that. She didn't call him stupid. She said, you think we're stupid. Proving it, they lie to her face and the camera's faces, and Nadler just shrugs. These people are criminals, and they're used to no one saying no to them and no one calling them out. They are unbelievably dangerous. Here is part of the exchange right now.
Of all the people that Republicans could have selected, they picked Candace Owens. I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German.
All right, so my first question is to Ms. Hershenhoff. Ms. Owens said, quote, if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. So when people try to legitimize Adolf Hitler, does that feed into white nationalist ideology?
It does, Mr. Liu. I know that Ms. Owens distanced herself from those comments later, but we expressed great concern over the original comments.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Owens, I'm sorry. We just started a recording. Would you like time to respond to that?
Yes. I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Liu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
Witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said. May I continue?
Please.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full two-hour clip. And he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was whether or not I believed in nationalism and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people. That is exactly what I was referring to in the clip, and he purposely wanted to give you a cut up similar to what they do to Donald Trump to create a different narrative. That was unbelievably dishonest, and he did not allow me to respond to it, which is worrisome and should tell you a lot about where people are today in terms of trying to drum up narratives. By the way, I would like to also add that I work for Prager University, which is run by an Orthodox Jew, and a single Democrat showed up to the embassy opening in Jerusalem. I sat on a plane for 18 hours to make sure that I was there. I'm deeply offended by the insinuation of revealing that clip without the question that was asked of me.
Thanks, Mrs. Owens, and I yield the remainder of my time.
Gentlemen, yields back.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and play her full statement. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones on the road via the good old-fashioned telephone. In the high-tech studios, blasting the truth out on AM and FM, global shortwave, satellite, the internet, and so much more at newswars.com and infowars.com. Okay, so I got cut off by the break, and I was getting into the fact that coming up, Owen's going to interview InfoWars Army members down in Houston who simply went out with signs saying, make America great again, it's okay to be white. Things like that to spur a debate, and a woman comes over and says, no, it's not okay to be white. And again, this is this new Democrat thing where they're saying whites are inherently evil. I mean, this is their main line statement. So in between bullying the unborn or now trying to kill babies after they're born, with Chuckie Schumer, which is defending yesterday, that's up on InfoWars.com, they're out running around saying whites are inherently evil. And of course, it's not a black person or Hispanic person coming over and saying, how dare you say it's okay to be white. It's almost always a weird, crazy white person. And it's a woman crying so threatened by the evil and by the downtroddenness and how, you know, stupid minorities are, supposedly. That's why in all the studies the left dumbs down their speech to minorities. It's this condescension that she's this white knight. She's this savior. That's going to come up next segment. And she comes over and starts crying, and it's incredible. Those folks are going to be on the show. So it's the same thing with Candace Owens. You see, this white lady guarantees been indoctrinated in college, author sensitivity training. She's been taught that she's bad. And so she's got to go out and atone and make civilization and white people and the Renaissance be a thing of the past. She's got to get rid of toilets. She's got to get rid of, I mean, seriously, of civilization, because it's a bad, oppressive thing over the, quote, minorities. And so she's there crying. Well, see, Candace Owens didn't buy into that. She knew when they were trying to set her up. She figured it out. And, you know, her grandfather grew up as a sharecropper. Okay, that's basically a plantation. Okay? And then she grew up there in her grandfather's house. And that's where she got the values, you see. And if you go back 60 years ago, blacks had a lower level of illegitimacy. That means lower level of single-parent homes than whites. Now it's almost 80%. Now, think about that. They totally destroyed the black family. And they always say, well, don't bash single mothers. Nobody's bashing them. Nobody's bashing, you know, a mother if she had her husband taken and put in the meat grinder. The point is they do this so that the boys and girls are alone, so things spiral out of control, and so they can manage and take control of society. And Candace Owens beautifully lays all this out here in a moment in her opening statement. And so it's very good that she ended up canceling her podcast with me. It was supposed to happen yesterday. Obviously, she didn't go testify. So that's an amazing thing. And again, guaranteed, there are lots of black women just as smart, just as charismatic, just as good looking. She's got all three of the things you need to get elected to office. And then she's got that fourth thing, integrity and discernment. And that's the type of person that we need to see run for Congress and win. I don't care if they're white or black or old or young or Hispanic or Asian. They have the fire of liberty in their eyes. They understand the truth. They want to empower humanity. And imagine having a bunch of Candace Owens elected instead of Maxine Waters. Imagine having somebody like Candace Owens as the chairman of that committee. Instead of Maxine Waters, we have another clip coming up of her with the Treasury Secretary, literally treating him like a piece of crap, playing games, because these people are out of control. Hillary was supposed to get elected. They were supposed to shut down our free speech. They were supposed to be in total power and have total control. They didn't get it. So right in the middle of their total takeover, they failed. So I want to go to this, but please, listeners, understand, without your support, we will not be here. We are under massive, sustained, continued attack. Plus, we have great products. You already need a 360 win. I had to end the Save the First Amendment mega sale, all supplements 50 to 60% off, and a bunch of other specials, because we sold out of 7 or 8 of the 60 items. But we do have the select top 7 best-selling items that are left in stock. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Super Mel Vitality, Brain Force Plus, and a few other of the best-selling items at 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping. And that's because I've been battling and fighting so hard for the last week. I have not come up with new specials, but I'm back soon. Back in the next 24 hours, we're going to book some new specials. There'll be on some other items. But if you want the supplements or you want the toothpaste, they're all the best price you ever are going to be able to get. Get the fish oil and see how great it is. Get the turmeric, see how great it is. Get these great products like Bodies. Find out how amazing they are. Store-wide free shipping. 56% off. Still double Patriot points. This will be one of the biggest sales of the year. It's going to have to end. But I'm just changing the name now because it's not all the items. It's a new sale. It's the Spring Super Sale. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139, and you have all made this broadcast. And yes, folks, so many people get their launch pad at InfoWars. The enemy knows that, so they want to take us out. And Candace Owens got her main launch pad here. We are so proud of her and so proud of what she's done. She picked herself up by her bootstraps, but InfoWars was the platform that helped produce the boots. So ladies and gentlemen, here is Candace Owens blowing them out of the water with the truth, and then back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX.
I was
received word on my way in that many of the journalists were confused as to why I was invited, and none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me, because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me, because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat, I support the President of the United States, and I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community. I'm honored to be here today in front of you all because the person sitting behind me is my 75-year-old grandfather. I've always considered myself to be my grandfather's child, and I mean to say that my sense of humor, my passion, and my work ethic all comes from the man that is sitting behind me. My grandfather grew up on a sharecropping farm in the segregated South. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrat Party's Jim Crow laws. My grandfather's first job was given to him at the age of 5 years old, and his job was to lay tobacco out to dry in an attic in the South. My grandfather has picked cotton, and he has also had experiences with a Democrat terrorist organization of that time, the Ku Klux Klan. They would regularly visit his home, and they would shoot bullets into it. They had an issue with his father, my great-grandfather. During my formative years, I had the privilege of growing up in my grandfather's home. It's going to shock the committee, but not once, not in a single breath of a conversation did my grandfather tell me that I could not do something because of my skin color. Not once did my grandfather hold a gripe against the white man. I was simply never taught to view myself as a victim because of my heritage. I learned about faith in God, family, and hard work. Those were the only lessons of my childhood. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election. Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within 5 high schools and 1 middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016. The single motherhood rate in the black community, which is at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I'm guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on. My point is that white nationalism does not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did. Let me be clear. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist, that my movement Blexit, which is inspiring black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking at the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart.
Amazing. Candace Owens' family have been fighting racist Democrats.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm not really sure what the solution to this cultural paradox that we're witnessing is, where there's literally events happening right now where a bunch of leftist liberals are gathered in an auditorium talking about how white supremacy is destroying everything. And it's all a bunch of white people doing it. And then you see someone like Candace Owens, who recounts her grandfather's story in her opening statements yesterday, and you realize, wow, here's a woman whose family has actually been fighting Democrat racism for decades, generationally. And then I have to sit here and look at fops and soy boys and nitwits and pinheads and pencil necks and needle you know what's looking for a new corner to peer around and find racism. You people are pathetic. And I just wish that they could understand that they are the scourge on this country. They are the racists. And I just don't know if they were ever meant to understand that, if they have the capacity to understand that, or if it's just literally in God's grand design for them to never understand that. That's just their role. They're NPCs. That's their role. God put them on this earth as a test for the righteous, as a test of our patience. And so I can't tell whether we respond to it, we highlight it, or if it's just time to start ignoring it and having our own victories, like the one Candace Owens had in her opening statement. Here is the rest of that.
What they won't tell you about this, the statistics and the rise of white nationalism, is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. What I mean to say is that they are manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out. They yelled race traitor to a group of black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me. They threw eggs at me. And the leftist media remained silent on it. If they were serious about the rise of hate crimes, they may perhaps be examining themselves and the hate that they have drummed up in this country. Bottom line is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. Of course, society is not perfectible. We've heard testimony of that today. There are pockets of evil that exist, and those things are horrible, and they should be condemned. But I believe the legacy and the ancestry of black Americans is being insulted every single day. I will not pretend to be a victim in this country. I know that that makes many people on the left uncomfortable. I want to talk about real issues in black America. I want to talk about real issues in this country and real concerns. The biggest scandal, this is my last sentence, in American politics is that Democrats have been conning minorities into belief that we are perpetual victims, all but ensuring our failure. Racial division and class warfare are central to the Democrat Party platform. They need blacks to hate whites, the rich to hate the poor. Soon enough, it'll be the tall hating the short.
The time of the witness has expired.
Now, another amazing moment in the Candace Owens testimony yesterday is when Jerry Nadler, who's gaveling the committee, is actually shouting her down. And she's like, wait a second, I was invited to speak here. How are you going to gavel me? But that's Jerry Nadler, one of the biggest frauds, one of the biggest liars, one of the biggest con mans in Congress. And, you know, look, I'm going to come back from this break, and I'm going to get to all the news, and then I got great guests coming up, but I have to tell you the intellectual formula that's constantly revolving in my head. Because I just want to have victory. And so knowing the formula, knowing the mathematic equation to get victory is key. So that's why I try to figure this out. But it's like, should I be more focused on exposing the left and combating the left and countering the left for all its racism, all its lies, all its deception, all its fraud, just everything? You know, I go out and face these scum. Is that what I need to do? Do I need to really focus on hammering back against these people, countering them? Or do we focus on just having victory and just promoting our own stuff, promoting our own news, promoting our own content, doing our own thing in kind of our own proprietary way instead of a reactionary way to everything that the left does? And I can't tell whether I'm being gaslit intentionally, and I need to realize that and put the fire out, or if that's an actual programmed response tuned in innately by God to put me into action. And I don't even know if this is making any sense, but it's like, should I really be focusing on these groups out here that are actually promoting racism and division in this country, like Media Matters and Right Wing Watch, who have all of these meetings and these auditoriums where they talk about how bad white people are. And they're all white, by the way. And so it's just like, it's just so frustrating. You know what? In fact, I'll just go ahead and put it all out in the air. And I don't want to, I don't like doing this sometimes because I feel it actually inflates these people and I feel bad about it. And like this woman that showed up at this InfoWars Army event in Houston. But like, let me just explain. Because unless I just kind of give you an example of where my head's at, I don't know if you can understand. So Jared Holt is a left-wing, liberal, progressive, low IQ writer for Right Wing Watch. He writes stories about me. He's probably tuned in right now. And I'm probably inflating his ego right now. Actually, no, that's right. He's at some consortium, some anti-white consortium right now. And look, because I genuinely try to be friends with everybody. I genuinely like being friends with people, even if we disagree politically. I have reached out. I've befriended Jared Holt. I've been totally nice to him. But the guy, I mean, it's just like, I can't tell if I should just leave him alone or if I should actually try to save his soul. But if you go down, he's at some meeting right now where they're just bashing white people. Dude, you're white. You're whiter than I am. You look literally like you look like a Nazi. I mean, blonde hair, blue eyed. But it's like, I don't care about your skin color or what you look like. Your politics are insane. But look at this picture they put up. I mean, whatever. The guy's had 6 soy lattes a day since he was 5. It's none of my business. He puts out a picture, this comic that they put out that the left is celebrating. And they're saying, oh, you know, conservatives make a big deal out of liberals getting triggered over a clown mask. And so they put out this comic. Guys, pull up the image from his, he shared it. It's a comic. It's the one after the Paul Joseph Watson picture. And they think it makes sense. Because they have this conservative dressed up in a clown outfit and they act like, oh my gosh, that's what conservatives are doing. But that's literally what they did. Like, literally, it was the leftist. I played the video here on the air that dressed up in a clown outfit and actually was literally triggered over it. I haven't seen a conservative actually dress up like a clown and be that upset. If they dress up like a clown or like I dress up like a cow, it's just for a funny video. So but that's what I'm saying. Like, what can I do? How can I save them from themselves? These people are so degenerative intellectually and mentally and psychologically right now. I mean, I genuinely want to help them. I genuinely want Jared Holt to see how he's totally brainwashed. But then I plug into the formula and I say, but what is the formula for victory? Do I eviscerate Jared Holt? Do I eviscerate these people for who they are? Do we go on the attack? Do we go on the counter? Or do we just kind of say, okay, you know, you're a little mentally ill and it's okay. Here's an olive branch. Let's at least be friends. Quit telling people to hate me. Quit telling people I'm a racist. Quit telling people I'm a white supremacist. You know, write your political stuff, but let's be fair in this. No, they just keep going down that road, and it doesn't even matter the history that the Democrats were running the KKK. No, it doesn't even matter the Democrats are the ones that are racist. They say the most racist things to black people, brown people, white people. You are the racist, Jared Holt. That's what you need.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.